Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Message on the WhatsApp line in from Jaden. There is a broken down vehicle on the R21 South. It's in the left lane, about half a K just before the R23 Benoni off ramp. Thank you so much for using the WhatsApp line for that.
The bail application of former SAA board member Yake Kwinana has been postponed to tomorrow in the East London Magistrates Court. She's facing charges of extortion, malicious damage to property and unlawful evictions. She's pleaded not guilty and calls the charges frivolous and untrue. Now, she allegedly used armed security and heavy machinery to demolish the homes of tenants who failed to pay rent. Moving abroad, the Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the military will soon operate with full force in additional parts of Gaza. That's now more than a week after resuming its offensive in the Palestinian territory. On the social media platform X, he says that Hamas is putting the lives of the country's people at risk, which causes Israel to lose homes and more territory. We're staying abroad. The United States added six subsidiaries of Inspur Group, China's leading cloud computing and big data service provider, and dozens of other Chinese entities to its export restriction list on Tuesday. So five of the subsidiaries are based in China and one in Taiwan. This group was placed on the list in 2023. Now, the listings are intended to restrict China's ability to develop high-performance computing capabilities, quantum technologies, and advanced AI. It also aids, or rather aims, to impede China's development of its hypersonic weapons program. A dollar is trading at R18.24, a euro R19.68, and a pound sitting at R23.52. Gold is trading at $3,017.28 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $74.23 per barrel. I'm Madeline Fisher, more news at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action. It's a bit of a low-scoring match between the Rajasthan Royals and the Kolkata Knight Riders, with the Knight Riders chasing the score of 152 after they managed to get the Rajasthan Royals to 151 for 9 in the sixth match of the IPL. There is a bit of South African interest in this one, of course, with Quinton de Kock playing for the KKR. He's on 41 not out from just 29 deliveries. With him, the captain, Ajinkya Rahane. The score there, 49 for 1, going at a run rate of 6.68 right now. And a destructive Tim Seifert ensured that New Zealand made short work of their 129-run target to win the final T20 against Pakistan and take the series 4-1. Seifert made an unbeaten 97 of 38 deliveries, and he set the big hitting tone with 18 off the first over by Janadad Khan. Captain Selwyn Davids, well, he says the Blitzbox are going to have a real go at winning the Hong Kong Sevens for the first time in 30 attempts. The Springboks have never managed to win the tournament at the previous venue, the Hong Kong Stadium, dating back to 1993, and they're hoping for better luck this time around as they go into the new Kai Tak Stadium. Blitzbox are currently fourth in the world rugby standings on 62 points behind leaders Argentina, Spain and Fiji. And Barcelona coach Hansi Flick confirmed that winger Rafinha and defender Ronaldo Araujo will not feature in his team's rearranged La Liga match against Osasuna tomorrow. The duo were involved in South American World Cup qualifying fixtures this week, and Flick said it was better for them to recover from the games and their journey back to Spain. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM.
Red wine. Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
I'm on the floor.